Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. on CalBanyan.com right there. Because if you're watching this anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there because we have additional content, images, text, and 450 other cool videos like this one, and some even better. I'll tell you what. I got Brenda back for another video, and I'm so excited because we're going to talk about, I've got this title written down. I'm so excited about this title. It's we worked really hard on this title. Leap to your greatest success with this rarely used secret to professional mastery. How does that sound? That's very exciting. That's what we're going to get into. Let me tell you about Brenda. Brenda is a delight. You know what? I have no problem at all. In fact, we do it all the time of referring clients to her. She does an excellent job. She's a five pather of the highest order. She's a true one percenter. And you know what? She didn't start off that way. She started off as a talk therapist. She got a bachelor's degree in criminology. A bachelor's degree in sociology, master's degree in criminology. She worked at a rape crisis center before doing talk therapy. And then we got our hooks into her and pulled her into being a full-time hypnotist. And she hasn't looked back. Since then, she's been doing podcasts with me. She's been writing. She's been speaking at the convention. I'll bet by now she's become a board certified hypnotist. It's just going and going. I'm so proud of her. How are you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much for that great introduction. I always laugh right now because, of course, I'm waiting to hear back on that board certification, but I feel great about it, and it's largely because of all of the work that I have done in learning from you, Cal. So thank you so much, because Cal really is the authority on hypnosis that works. I learned so much from him over the years between, you know, obviously Cal's certification courses, working with him here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, reading his books, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, as well as The Secret Language of Feelings. And that is the really great thing. Cal really is one of those celebrities and authorities in the profession. He's won almost every award awarded by the National Guild of Hypnotists. And he's really one of those people that the best of the best come to learn so that they can be the best of the best. So many people come to Cal for education, for guidance, for leadership. And of course, he teaches his certification course. He teaches other teachers how to teach that certification course. He writes for the National Guild of Hypnotists, as well as various other places. And of course, these videos, we've got 450 plus videos all here to give back to the profession, to help everybody to advance this profession. And so today we are here to help advance with a unique part of our techniques that we need to be taking into consideration. So do you have anything you'd like to add, Cal, before we get started?
Yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about, you know, right before the show recording, we take the time to kind of go over our topic ideas, what I bring, what she brings, and mostly is the co-hosts that come up with the topic ideas, the questions, and stuff like that. So if you have topic ideas, questions you want us to address on the show, just leave them in the comments area below, or just email them to Brenda now, or Erica, if you want to send them to Erica. Now, let me tell you what. So we're going through this, and she's talking about this topic. And I says, that would be really great. We kind of had to hash it around, narrow it down. And I thought, wow, if people really do that, it would be a way to leap to your greatest success with this rarely used secret to mastery. All right, Brenda, take it from there.
All right, I suppose you're all dying to hear what it is now. Our secret to mastery today that we need to talk about is feedback, client feedback. How are you knowing if you are successful with your clients unless you ask them for feedback? Now, some of this episode actually came to me because at the convention this year, I actually helped out doing, helping with collecting evaluations after the various sessions. And I really realized how important it is to ask for feedback. And they, you know, NGH takes actually that very seriously, these feedback forms. They really want to get them from everybody. You know, comments, input, feedback, so that they can evaluate, you know, how did this speaker do? How was the topic? Is this of interest for the future? And all of that. And it really reminded me how important it is that we seek feedback. We seek input. And one of the best ways that we can do that with our clients, actually, it's a pretty easy one. What I do in my practice, and I've talked about this before as a way of how I get testimonials, but the truth is I'm also getting feedback from my clients. I'm getting their input. Is that every client that I see on their final session or the final session that we have planned, I give them a feedback form and I really encourage them. I say, you know, there's two parts here. First is for them to think about how they have grown, how they have learned, how they have changed. But the other part is that sometimes the truth is I might have missed my mark. Sometimes I wasn't as focused on the issue, maybe, and this is the big one that has come to me a few times, is that, you know, I thought we were working on X, but they were really focused on Y, and I kept going on the path of X, and they didn't see any results or as good a result as they wanted on Y, and I missed it, you know. So these evaluation forms, these feedback forms, then are so important in then, you know, in how we proceed. You know, I actually give my clients this feedback form on their final session before I meet with them. So if I realize I've missed something, I still have an opportunity, one more chance to make sure that I'm really focusing on that particular element, so I still have an immediate chance to improve, as well as obviously that helps me really think about the future, how I can be better for the next client. So how about that, Cal?
I think that's really great. You know, one of the things is, now it's normal, I hopefully everybody as they're going along through the sessions of getting feedback on how the client is doing and progressing from session to session. And then one of the things I like to do is I say, okay, when you first got here, you wrote down you're in for X, and then I'll say, are we still working on X? Is that we? Because sometimes even the client's goal shifts, as you've pointed out sometimes, Brenda. And so I like to keep checking as we go through the sessions on, in their mind, what are we working on? Have them restate that. But then you extend that to, okay, we're all done. Give me feedback on how I did, right?
Exactly. And that is, it is so important. And as well, and this is that next part, you know, first, you know, client feedback or, you know, any kind of feedback, seek it out. So it does mean that we've got to be open to what the answers are, what that feedback, what the response is. So this is why we're talking about it today, because it is important. First, providing the opportunity, you know, because you'd sure love to have that feedback in a way that you can do something with it then, and maybe feedback through Yelp that isn't so positive and it's out there for everybody to see. So, you know, provide an opportunity for your clients to give that feedback. Seek it out. Ask them. Next is how you receive that feedback. Like I said, I know as I'm walking into session 5, I'm taking a glance and I'm looking for how great we did or did I miss something, you know, and like I said, I've got to, you know, be really clear. Actually, Cal asked me as we were starting, we talked about being assertive. And he said, you know, and one of the things that's interesting, we want our clients to assertively give feedback, right? Clearly express their needs, but also in a way that doesn't make us defensive. There's that other part. We can't get defensive on this part. You know, we're asking for feedback. We need to hear what the client says. We need to be open, receive the feedback, be receptive to it, and be open to make a quick shift in what we're doing so that we can even immediately improve with that client on that session. So how about that, Kevin?
Well, as you're talking about it, my head is just swimming with all kinds of ideas, some on topic and off topic. I'm kind of branch off a little bit, is also when you get fantastic reviews, of course, then we want to ask permission if we can share that, right? Because there's two sides to this. One is we want to get constructive input that we can utilize so that we can become better as professionals. And then the other part is when we do get those wonderful, glowing interviews, we want to get permission to share. Isn't that right?
Exactly. And actually, that is so important. Share those positive, you know, feedback results, especially if they're glowing, you know, share them, because that's how other people even learn that these kinds of results are possible. And of course, if somebody has a glowing review, encourage them to go towards your Yelp page to give you a publicly posted review, publicly available. Those are truly gold. Truly, truly, I know in my practice, absolute, probably some of the best things that I have going for getting people to see the possibilities. But the next part is how we utilize this feedback. So there's seeking it out, there's receiving it, right? And receiving it in a way that we can benefit from it, that we can grow. Because when we benefit from it, our clients are benefiting from it. But the next part is how we utilize it. So going right back out and taking their feedback, taking their input, and then utilizing it as quickly as possible to be able to help that client, but then move forward. And this became kind of an interesting thing, Cal, because, you know, we've been talking about, you know, being on our career path and assessing and setting goals for the future. Is this really gives us an opportunity to do a self-evaluation? In my old profession, every year, on May 1st, I was handing out self-evaluations. All of my advocates, all of my employees had to do a self-evaluation, and I had to do one. And then I had to write an evaluation for each of them. And my boss had to write one for me. And that was a really important process. It was stressful. It was agonizing. It was, you know, except that it made us all sit down and evaluate ourselves. Because, you know, that's a pretty important process. It also made us all open to how we were being viewed by others, but then it gave us an opportunity to prepare for how we can then make improvements. And, you know, I'm going to always say this, it's so important that we're always growing, we're always improving, we're always striving to be the best. And so I just think that, you know, as we talk today, thinking about this, you know, this topic, you know, asking for feedback, it is so important. And bringing up this topic today caused me to really be open to Cal's feedback. And so, you know, because I wasn't as prepared maybe as I needed to be or wanted to be, or some, you know, we kind of hashed things out and stuff like that. And so it is so important to seek it out, to be open to receiving, because then you can immediately turn that back around in any area of your life to be the best that you can be and to be as successful as you can be, which, like I said, will go right back into how your clients can be successful. And when they're successful, you are successful. So how about that, Cal?
Awesome. But I want to add something maybe our viewers aren't thinking about, is yes, we can get feedback. And yes, that can be really valuable. But I want you to remember one thing that's very important. It's just their opinion, okay? And to not, if you get something that's negative, kind of do a reality check. Don't just immediately take it to heart. Like if you're working in an organization like Brenda did, you might get, your evaluation is not just, when you point it to someone, there's three or four fingers pointing back at you. When they're evaluating you positively or negatively, if they're your supervisor, they're also evaluating themselves, because how you're working in that environment is a cooperative thing with you and your supervisor and the environment that you work in. So you got to remember that just because a client said they like something or didn't like something is something you need to take with a grain of salt, and know that sometimes that they can be off too. So don't take it too hard if someone gives you a less than glowing review. How's that sound, Brenda?
That is a really great point. Thank you, Cal, for that.
And also, then people say, Cal, you know, are you studying? Are you still taking classes? Well, yeah, I do a little bit once in a while. Like we sponsored Will Horton, who's a NLP guru, to come to our center, and I took that class because I've never had any official training or certification in NLP, so I thought that would be interesting. But mostly, my training and my growth comes from seeing clients. I don't see a lot of clients anymore. I might see one or two a week, that kind of thing. But that helps me, in addition to have a little street cred, right, is it keeps me challenged, because every new client helps you to see what you do in a different way. Isn't that right, Brenda?
so true. And every time, you know, you guys, that is such a great point, is every time there's a challenge, Cal will immediately say, and what are you learning from this client? So we are always learning and growing from our clients as well. And as we are talking about feedback, it is so important to remember, you know, leave us your comments here on the podcast, or leave reviews, leave us your questions. So important, because that is how, like we said earlier, that's how we get our topics. You know, Erica and I and Cal, some of it's about, you know, what are we seeing in our practices, or what are we seeing in various message boards and things like that. But my highest priority when I'm getting ready is also, what are you guys asking? What do you need? So you can get in touch privately, or you can, you know, leave them in the comments below, and Erica and I will decide who gets what, and we'll go from there. So always remember, we love to hear from you guys.
Awesome. And you know what? Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/hypnosisETC, which is short for hypnosis, etc. All one word, all lowercase, and you can get on the conversation there. See what's going on as we talk about stuff. Great place to leave topic ideas as well. All right, Brenda, wrap it up.
All right. Well, one of the places that you can find me to send me those questions is Brenda@OC Hypnotherapy. My website is OCHypnotherapy.com. You can also find me at Our Hypnospace as Brenda Titus. I also run the Hypnotist Lounge over there. I try to post a fun comment every week or so. And I can also be found on Facebook at Healing Path Hypnosis or OC Hypnotherapy. So please do keep in touch. Leave us your feedback. Leave us your questions. Like I said, we love to hear from you, because the reason that we do this is for all of you. So have a wonderful week, everybody.
Awesome, Brenda. All right, you guys. Now, I'm going to wrap up. You know what I want to tell you? Like always, become a VIP member of CalBanyan.com. You get instant access to all of our videos. It's free. You get notified every week when a new video comes out with a link. You just click it and you're here. And the other thing is, I want to see you in class. This October, we got a class coming up October 5th through the 16th. And then, of course, we've got our schedule out for all of next year. Whatever year that is, could be 2016, 17, 18, 19, so long as we're doing this, on CalBanyan.com in the live training area. All right, thanks for joining us. Check us out next week. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only. May not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.